I just want you to know that if you are here today, you're not here by accident. Amen? God's got a purpose for you. God calls us to be His disciples. Jesus calls us to be His disciples. And I just want to take a moment this morning to get us warmed up, so to speak, before we call the music on. And most of the time you say, well, I thought the music's supposed to warm us up. Well, it is. But did you know God said it's okay to do things a different way sometime? Amen. So we gather together and God's word speaks to us, but also God speaks to us through songs. The theology of songs, the words of songs, the Holy Spirit directing servants call as they sing, as they give testimony. We're here today with the Holy Spirit dwelling in all believers. And God wanted us all to be here together to make this worship service what it is. Did you know that if you missed today, our worship service would be lacking something that God desired for us to experience today? See, God uses us. God calls us all together. In Luke 5, 1 through 11, I want you to see that Jesus calls us to be His disciples. A disciple means a learner, one who is learning from a master, one who is following the master's teachings, the master's way of life. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy, he said, you have followed me. You have seen my persecutions. You've heard my teaching. You've learned from me. He's talking about more than just a mental understanding or a knowledge, but also there is the application of that knowledge in life. You have followed me. And Jesus calls us to be His disciples. As we look at Luke chapter 5, I want you to look at verses 1 through 3 with me, and you'll see that God has called you here today. Jesus wants us to know and remember that we're His disciples. So the first thing I want you to understand is, if you're here today, Jesus will teach you if you will listen. Now listen doesn't mean just hear the words coming out of my mouth. Listen, it means that you hear what God says and then you do it. Say obey. Obey is what listen means. I hear you, Jesus, and I'm going to do it, Jesus. Amen? And so that's what we're at today. So look with me, if you will. Chapter 5, it says, now it happened. Luke uses this phrase, now it happened, six different times to change the event that Jesus is at. So here it says, now it happened that while the crowd was pressing in around Him. Did you come today to hear from God? See, this is what's going on right here. Jesus is teaching. He's been in Nazareth teaching. He's been in Capernaum. Now He's out by the Sea of Galilee. He's teaching. The people are pressing in. Why? It says they were listening to the Word of God. When you get up in the mornings and get ready to come to church, do you pray and say, Lord, I know You got a word for me today. I want to hear it. I'm ready, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, I'm ready to hear it today. They was eager to hear the Word of God. And as they was listening, He was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and that is another word for Galilee. So he is standing by the lake, and He saw two boats lying at the edge of the water, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. Now, we know a little farther in the text here that is Peter and Andrew, James and John, and their crew that helps them. They had been fishing all night, and now they're cleaning their nets. They're getting done for the day. They fished all night because it's cool at night. The fish is up where they can drop the nets and catch them. The sun's coming up. The water's getting warm. Fish going deep. They done for the day. The boats is sitting there. It says that Jesus got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and He asked Simon, who is Peter, He asked him, put out a little way from the land. So He puts out a little way from the land, and look what Jesus does. He sat down and He began teaching the people from the boat. So let's look at this text again and see what it says in Luke 1 through 3. It says, now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around Him and listening to the Word of God, He was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and He saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of the boats and were washing their nets. And He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and He asked him to put out a little ways from the land, and He sat down. He began teaching them people. So today the Lord wants us to understand something. If you are willing to listen, Jesus is willing to touch you and teach you. So Jesus will teach if you'll just listen. And as we go to the next verses here, in verses 4 and 5, we see that Jesus teaches us to forget our past failures. Now, how many people want to be a disciple of Christ? How many people know you're supposed to follow Christ? How many people have been following Christ? Uh-oh. we try, don't we? Look what Jesus says that we do here. We need to forget our past failures. Verse 4, Jesus says, it says here, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let your nets down. Now, they'd already finished fishing. They was cleaning their nets. It's done for the day. And then Jesus comes up to teach them something. Are you willing to listen? The people were listening. He tells the disciples, put out into the deep water. Look at verse 5. Simon answered and said, Master, or Matthew says, Rabbi, which means teacher. But here Luke is writing to the Gentiles, and they understand the word master, the one that's leading you, teaching you, the one you're learning from, the one that you're in submission to learn from. So he says, Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing. In other words, today has been a bust. The day is over. What Jesus wants us to understand, if we're going to be his disciple, is that we need to forget yesterday's failures. You know, a lot of things don't go the way we had planned. Yesterday, if you ever had one of them days, it starts off bad and took a turn for the worse. That's kind of the way my day went yesterday. I actually went to bed this morning about an hour after I normally get up, just so I could take a nap. Sometimes we think, I've done everything I can, and it just didn't turn out right. This is what Peter is saying. Peter said, Lord, you don't understand. We've done everything we can. The Bible speaks of this about Abraham. It says that he had faith unto faith. You know when faith in Jesus starts? When your faith in yourself has done all it can and you've failed. That's what it means, faith unto faith. I've used up all faith in everything this world's taught me, everything that somebody showed me. Lord, there's nowhere else to turn. I'm turning my faith to you. And that's what Peter said. Look what Peter said there in verse 5. He said, but, I love it when the Bible says but. He says, everything else has failed, but I will do as you say, or I will do your word. The word that you've spoke, you teach, I'll listen. He says, I will do as you say, and I will let down the nets. So as he's letting down these nets, we need to learn that Jesus teaches him and teaches us to trust him for today's success. So if you want to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, be effective for the kingdom of God, forget yesterday and your failures. Trust Jesus today for your successes. Jesus said, forget about what happened last night. We're going to do something now. Drop your nets. Look what happens. Peter drops the nets, and it says, when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. In other words, they were starting to break. Picture this. When they drop the nets, the nets go down in the water. Picture kind of a drawstring around these big old drop nets. And all of a sudden, there's so many fish going into the nets that they push the bottom of the net down until, you know how you get the garbage bag out of the trash can and you pull the strings? That's what happened. They hold it on to the top of the net, and there's so many fish, it just closes it up. It's a miracle. Jesus is bringing them success. It says that when they had done this, they enclosed a great many quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. Verse 7, so they signaled to the other partners, Bobby, Jesse, come. Y'all got to help me. Guess what? My nets is full and my boat's sinking. Now, when God gives you success in life, have you ever noticed that it messes up and shakes up everything else? You're like, Lord, I really wanted you to do this, but I didn't want you to break all my other stuff, right? Lord, I didn't know that things was going to get a little bit out of hand. Lord, I'd like to be successful, but I don't want nothing changed. Hey, if you want to be successful, you need to trust Jesus to change things. You know why you was a failure yesterday? Because nothing changed from the day before. The best way you can be a success today is change what was wrong yesterday. Jesus says, you trust me, And here is what will happen. So it says in verse 8, but when Simon Peter saw that, he fell on his feet saying, go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinner. He just saw God at work. When we see God accomplish something in our lives, it lets us realize how fragile, how needy, and how weak we are, and how great God is. Same thing happened to Isaiah. When Isaiah saw the temple of the Lord filled with the glory of the Lord, he says, away from me, Lord. I'm a man of unclean lips. And what happened? The angel come down and touched his lips with a burning coal and burned them and said, now that your lips are clean. Look what Peter says, Lord, I got to repent. I'm sorry, Lord. I'll let yesterday go, and I'm going to trust you today. Lord, I'm not worthy of this great thing that you're doing in my life. When was the last time you thought about your salvation that way? When was the last time you said, Lord, I forgot how bad things was before you saved me? Lord, help me let yesterday go. And I'm trusting you for the success of today. Not only did this affect Peter, but verse 9 says, for amazement is the reason that it affected him this way, to repentance. It says amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Have you ever thought that when you let go of yesterday, trust Jesus for success today, and he does a great work in your life, how it affects other people around you? But you know, if it's really going to affect them, you got to let them know, it was not I, it was Christ Jesus living in me. I didn't do this by myself. God done a mighty work, and guess what? He let me join in. He let me be part of it. Henry Blackaby says the best way to find the blessings in God's will and way is to look where he's working and join in right there. Sometimes God has got the doors open for us to let people see how great he is, and we're unwilling to step out on faith and do something different. And this is what Jesus wants us to know, that we need to trust him for today's success, because he calls us to follow him into tomorrow's lessons. Look what happens right here in the second part of verse 10. It says, and Jesus said to Simon, do not fear. Don't worry, Simon. Don't worry. He says, do not fear. From now on, you'll be catching men. This word here is actually catching men alive. Guess what they was doing? Fishing. What happens when you catch fish? They die. You eat them. They done. They gone. What does Jesus say? I'm going to make you into something you ain't ever been before. You won't be catching the dead. You're going to be catching the dead, bringing them to life. You're going to be catching people alive. You need to follow me into tomorrow's lessons. Did they know how to catch men? No. They didn't even have a lot of luck catching fish the night before, right? And God says, but forget that. Trust me today. And now he says, hey, and guess what? You need to follow me tomorrow. You know why we follow Jesus on Monday instead of just Sunday? Because he's got a surprise so big for us tomorrow we can't imagine what it is. When you get up in the morning and you say, Jesus, I'm ready. What are we going to do today? And somebody asked you, what you and Jesus going to do? I don't know. He's going to surprise me. I know this. It's going to be so good. You ain't going to believe it. Guess what? You're going to be so amazed. You're going to fall down and say, wait for me, Lord. This is the beauty of our Lord. Verse 11 says, and they brought their boats to land. They left everything and they followed him. You want to be surprised tomorrow? When you leave here today, you leave all the failures of last week here on this altar. When you leave here today, when you go out that door, you say, Lord, I'm trusting you today for success. As servant's call comes to sing, you say, Lord, I just need a fresh vision of you. My mind needs to be refreshed. As they sing, help me see you lifted up. Lord, bring me up into your presence. Lord, give me success today. When I leave here, I want people to know I've been to church. And in the morning when I get up, Lord, surprise me. I'm going to follow you tomorrow, and I know you got a new lesson. You know the thing about disciples? They never stop learning from a master. When you say, I know everything Jesus wants me to do, you've just crippled your ministry. You've just paralyzed your family. You need to say, Lord, I know you got something new for me tomorrow. And tomorrow, I want to see that. I want to learn something new every day. Do you know how long we'll learn from God? Y'all might not know this, but y'all are finite. Do you know what that means? Y'all had a beginning, y'all got an end. God reborned you to an eternal life. Why? So you can spend it with him. Do you know that God is infinite? No beginning, no end. Do you know that your mind can't hold all the knowledge about God? So God is going to give us eternity to learn something new. When? Every day. Every day. So when you wake up in the morning, you need to practice already being in heaven. Lord, you're bigger than I ever imagined, so teach me something new today. Let us pray. Kind Father, we thank you that you loved us so much that you not only give us your word, but your word become flesh and dwelt among us, walked among us. Jesus talked and taught among us. He promised that his Holy Spirit would bring into a remembrance all that he had said, that the Holy Spirit would teach us all things and tell us the things to come. Lord, we thank you that today we don't have to live with the consequences of yesterday. And tomorrow is a brand new day that will surprise us as we follow you. So, Lord, I'm asking now, if anybody is in this service today or listening to this online, if you feel crippled, defeated, tired, weary, say, Lord, I'm letting go of yesterday's failures. I'm trusting you today for success. Just today, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I just need help making it to bedtime today. Lord, I've had a tough, tough week, a hard day. I need help, and I'm trusting you to give me success. So when I lay down tonight, I know that you're pleased with me. Lord, when I wake up in the morning, I pray that as the day dawns, I'll be ready to learn something new from you. I'm going to ask that the ushers